It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that MMA spot.
This week we're continuing with where we left off last week with Pastor Jamel talking about his youngest brother at the age of 38 who died of cancer and had a long bout with cancer. And here we pick up the story. But if you've missed last week and you want to hear it in its entirety, go to my website, AmberMayShow.com. Look for part one of the program talking about Pastor Jamel and his story with cancer.
At the last week of his life, I tried to spend every other night with him just to be with him so he would not be alone. But finally, that led us to that hospital, and it is one of the best hospitals, but of course mistakes happen, and in any hospital, and we lost him. We lost him within a week when he was there. So that was really, really difficult for me. And for a whole year and a half, and until today, I feel a big loss in my life. And every time I remember him, I cry, but I don't blame God for that. I blame what we did as a human being, that we left God, we called him a liar, we believed Satan, and we called him the truth when he was the deceiver. And what did we get? We got all of this misery around us, and pain and suffering and hunger and wars and pestilence, diseases and cancer and everything else. Yet people, instead of looking at God and say, God, now we understand what we did, you know, as a human being, they go blame him again and again and again. And Satan still blame God for all the miseries that we receive, and he gets the glory. Sitting around, Satan gets the glory and God gets the blame.
That's powerful. When you were going through that at his last week and you were praying to God, did you hear anything from God or did you feel abandoned at that moment?
No, I did not felt abandoned, but I also did not feel God in there. And sometimes, you know, he hides himself. He hides himself, you know, from us. But if we have the faith that he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, do I believe my feeling that he is not there, or do I believe his word? And at that time, I decided that whatever God said, that is the truth. And I'm not going to make him a liar again. He is the truth.
Without God being with you, do you think you could be where you are at today?
Absolutely not. I think God was throughout that time with us, walking with us, comforting us and wiping our tears and the pain that we had. And you know, I don't understand when people really leave God, and the how can they handle the pain they are in? There is no more suffering than Christ's suffering, and he suffered for my sin and the sins of the world. For that reason, we have to understand that God's love is unchanging. But the human being are changing constantly. And they react with God according to their emotions at that day. And if they are feeling happy, then God is good. And if they are feeling bad and sad, God is bad. And that is not a good place for us to be as a Christians. And there are many of us who suffers what I call the unnatural sorrow. Everybody sorrows, and everybody feel the pain. The heathen suffers and the righteous suffer. That's just the law of nature. This is the law of the world we live in. But some of us Christians, they go into a mourning that is not a healthy mourning. And I call it unnatural. They get mad at God, mad at the world. They are not able to face what has happened. And they blame God for it. And the question is, why are we doing this? And the answer always comes to me that we are in pain and suffering because of our selfishness and selfish reasons. because we feel the pain, we feel the loss, we feel this. It's us, it's me. And that is not, I'm not really mourning about that I lost my brother, but I'm mourning because this is how, the way I feel about it. And you know, that is, there's very selfish mourning and very selfish sorrow that we sometimes experience. But we have to really think deep and ask, what is this about God that I really can put my trust in? And I can say one thing is about his loving kindness toward the human being. And there is no place that I can see that except at the cross. There at the cross, Christ laid bare, mocked, and really suffered one of the worst deaths at that time. And all of that, I asked the question, why? And the answer is because there was no hope for me without that. Somebody has to pay the penalty of the sin. It's either me as a human being or some is substitution. And God, in his wisdom and prudence, and Christ himself volunteered to come in a human flesh, to suffer and to cry and to feel the pain of humanity, hunger, thirst, fatigue, loneliness, and all of that, betrayal. All of these things he felt in his heart and he felt in his life, but yet he did not sin. Yet the Bible says without sin, was tested in all of the ways that a human being is tested, yet without sin. So I decided, Christ have done it, and the Holy Spirit lives in me, and he, the power of the resurrection is in me, and I'm going to rely on that. I'm not going to sit down and rely on the circumstances. Christ can raise my brother, and I, until the last minute before his burial, and he was already embalmed for 7 days, and I took him to Israel. That's, you can talk about another 2 days, that's 9 days to 10 days. For the last minute, I prayed for the resurrection of my brother, physical resurrection before people, that God may be glorified in that. But you know, God decided not to do it. And I believe the reason for that is, would I have trusted him to the end, even if he doesn't resurrect him and raise him up from the dead? But you know what? My Bible says that we are raised with Christ, seated in the heavenly places with Christ, empowered by Christ. And we have Christ on our side at all the time, at all times. And that is not a joke. It's not a vain promise, but it is a promise that is solid. As Christ is seated on the right-hand side of the Father, I am also seated with Christ in the heavenly places. And my brother is seated there because he trusted Christ. And in his last days, he really felt he was so close to God. Was he before? I doubt it. He was not. But in the last hours of his life, he came very, very close to Christ. And he was studying his word. He was going to church on a constant basis. He had good fellowship with Christ. He was a shy person. But you know, that doesn't mean nothing. There's a lot of people who stands and shout and cry and entertain people, but he was in a quiet spirit. Nobody knows except between him and God. And he had solid relationship at his last life with Christ. And that gave me also a comfort that my brother did not just die and go to hell, but he went to be with God.
So which glory. Means you're going to see him again, right?
Absolutely.
Do you believe the Bible verse that says sorrow may last for the night, but joy will come in the morning?
Absolutely.
So when you hold on to those promises that your pain isn't going to last forever, then you know you can get through it.
Yes.
The people that don't know those verses, that don't know the Bible, that don't know God, They get desperate. That's why they go to drugs. That's why they go to alcohol, to mask the pain. Because joy, they don't know that joy is going to be coming in the morning. And they don't have the great comforter that we do.
Yeah, and they haven't experienced the peace that surpasses all understanding. Twice I did that, when my daughter had a bad wreck, I would have just been devastated. But God put all my emotions on an ice cold pack. And I drove 3 hours to go see her in a coma in ICU. And that was very, very, very difficult. But I couldn't believe that a preacher may stand on the pulpit and say, God gives us peace that surpasses our understanding. But yet they may not have experienced that in their lives. But once you experience that, you can speak about it with boldness and power. And for those people who are really suffering, for those people who has loved one with cancer, and those who have kids that are really been separated from them because of this mad, bad disease, you will see your kids. You will see them in heaven if they had a relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm not going to give you false hope or anything like that. Those who are in Christ are a new creation. Those who are in Christ will be seated in the heavenly places. Those who are in Christ will never experience the second death. They will be transformed immediately after death. They take heavenly body and they dwell with God forever and ever. And the only people that will experience that is those who have been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Please, I'm not here trying to entertain or trying to give you false hopes, but I just want you to know that the God of heaven, his name is Jesus Christ, and that is the Son of God. We have the Father, who is Jehovah God the Father, that really is a truly a loving and powerful God. He will not sin go through just to pass by because he's loving. Because his holiness requires justice. And also, but with that comes compassion and mercy that he is willing to bestow on everybody that comes to him in repentance and asks for forgiveness of sin. For that reason, come today to Jesus. Come today to God, because through Christ your sins have been paid for. Just accept that payment for your sins. And encourage your kids, encourage your family to come to Christ and experience that kindness and love of God toward them.
I have to thank Pastor Jamel for coming on the program and giving his testimony, because it couldn't have been easy to relive all those painful memories. But the good news is God used Uncle Mlad to help other people who are suffering right now or have felt something similar, that there's hope and not all is lost and not all is forgotten, and he didn't forget you. So thank you so much for coming on the program. And if you want to contact Pastor Jamel Bashara, you can reach him on his website at firstarabicbaptistchurch.org, firstarabicbaptistchurch.org, or you can find a link on my website to his website at ambermayshow.com. Remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.